Oh, Chris, when I first saw you, you were a lovely child. And the last time I saw you, you were 15, pregnant and running home. I remember wondering, could there be a light at the end of your tunnel? But I left Ohio then and pretty much forgotten all about you. I guess you were there some years ago at a family funeral, but you were one of so many relatives I didn't know which one was you. Yesterday morning I woke up to so many 330 area code calls. I called my mom back and she was in tears and asked, did I speak to my father? Carissa burned to death last night in a freak accident fire. On her land in Brewster, her daughter came home from a party and found her. Same way as my uncle, who was her grandfather. An aerosol can blew up in the trash. Goddamn, what were the odds? She was just getting ready to go to her midnight shift as an RN in Wadsworth when she vanished up in flames like that. But there had to be more to her life's worth. Everyone's grieving out of their minds, making arrangements and taking drugs. But I'm flying out there tomorrow because I need to give and get some hugs. Because I got a question I'd like to get answered. I probably won't get them, but Carissa, I gotta know, how did it happen? Carissa was 35. You don't just raise two kids and take out your trash and die. She was only my second cousin. I didn't know her well at all, but it don't mean that I wasn't meant to give her life poetry to make some sense of this, to find a deeper meaning in this senseless tragedy. Oh, Chris, I'll sing her name across every scene. My parents and sisters. I'm going to pay my respects to my little second cousin Chris. Going to go to Ohio where for now I feel I belong. And ask those who know the most about Christopher, it is her life and death that I'm helplessly drawn. Chris, who was 35, raised kids since she was 15 years old and suddenly died. Next to an old brick fire pit, oh, there's gotta be more than that. She was only my second cousin.